Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. With the re-signing of Sebastian Vollmer, the Patriots have their starting offensive line intact from 2012 to 2013. Not bad for continuity. But that pipeline of offensive linemen, well, it always needs to be fortified. So who is on tap to join Dante Scarnecchia's troops in this year's draft? It's time now for our offensive line draft preview, and we start with a look at the top linemen and a few potential Patriots. Texas A&M's Luke Jokel is primed to be the first offensive lineman off the board, potentially the first player off the board, period, to the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a four-year collegiate starter at left tackle, and at 6'6" and just over 300 pounds, he'll enter the NFL with ideal size and strength to be a franchise blind side protector. 2 years ago, the Pats went for a Colorado tackle in round one, Nate Solder. Could they tab his successor, David Bakhtiari, this year? He's not projected to be a first-rounder, but in the second or third round, Bakhtiari could be seen as a well-rounded O-lineman with position versatility and a chance to quickly develop into a starter somewhere on the line. He's an underclassman, but coming off consecutive All-Pac-12 second-team honors. And for a late-round prospect on the interior of the offensive line, a candidate is Notre Dame center Braxton Cave, who anchored the Fighting Irish line during a remarkable 2012 campaign and was named a third-team All-American for his efforts. The 6'3" Cave is considered a smart, experienced player and could be an NFL team's center of the future. I'm joined now by Andy Hart. Andy, with the offensive line, we could break it down so many different ways, but let's first talk about the tackles, the tackle position, first couple rounds for the Patriots. What do you think their approach would be? Some guys who might catch your eye.
I think it's doubtful you'd see them reach for a tackle early. I think they have so many other needs, and you know they have Nate Solder, and they've wrapped up Sebastian Vollmer. You have two young tackles that should be here for a while. If they were going to go early, a guy that I find very intriguing is Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma. One of these athletic guys, you know, Nate Solder, sort of that converted tackle. You know, they put on weight. Lane Johnson, former high school quarterback, then he became a tight end at Oklahoma, ends up a tackle, very long, lean, athletic. I think he's a guy to keep an eye on. And then early in the draft when they're looking for value, probably not first round, but maybe second or third, Chris Falk was a guy out of LSU that a lot of people thought could be a first round pick. Tore his ACL, missed the entire year. But we know the Patriots will take chances on medical risks if they think it's a value. And if you can get him in the third round, he might be a developmental type who could also bump into guard.
What about the interior guys? We know that Logan Mankins, of course, is a mainstay. Connolly, Wendell, and they always have other guys in the mix. How about interior early on?
I do think there's a better chance they could look to the interior. You know, obviously, Marcus Cannon is always sort of the wild card. Is he a tackle? Yeah. Is he a future starting guard? What's he going to end up? But you have Ryan Wendell, who had a great year. I don't want to take anything away from him, but a little undersized, and you're probably not saying, okay, I'm set at center for 5 years. So Barrett Jones out of Alabama, probably the most intriguing prospect in this draft because he was a tackle and he was an All-American. And then they moved him into center and he was an All-American. So, you know, at a place where they say the more you can do and versatility also comes from that Nick Saban program, offensive line development. We know that he was familiar with Bill's offensive line in Cleveland. Sort of a lot of things play in there. So I think he's a guy to keep an eye on as a potential first, second round center. And then Justin Pugh out of Syracuse, already been linked to the Patriots a little bit here in the pre-draft process. He's a guy, good strength, you know, decent size, athleticism, some versatility, could probably be a guard center type. Some mock drafts already have the Patriots taking him in the first round. So those two names, Jones and Pugh, I'd keep an eye on.
You mentioned an Alabama guy. You mentioned a Syracuse guy. Ironically, those are the two guys, two schools that they took first round picks last year.
Could be the other side of the ball this year.
What do you know? Could be. Okay, real quick, late round. They have a seventh rounder. They have a couple seventh rounders, maybe undrafted guys. Who are some guys in mind?
I think one really interesting guy, and you saw him at the combine, I think, is Garrett Gilkey out of Chadron State, who, you know, I'd never heard of that school until Danny Woodhead played here.
They need to fill the Chadron State.
He's an interesting guy. Don Beebe, formerly of the Bills receiver, actually sort of sent him to Chadron State. He dominated his tape like I have never seen before in this process doing this. Now, it's a lower-level football, so his technique, his fundamentals, he got away with a lot, could play high, was just stronger than everybody, threw guys to the ground, even would pick them up after plays, which I thought was really nice. And he wants to start an anti-bullying program. So for those of us that like interesting stories in the draft, I think Garrett Gilkey out of Chadron State, developmental prospect who Dante Scarnecchia would fall in love with.
These finds, these late-round finds is what we're always looking to find ourselves. Be sure to catch Andy, Paul, Eric Scalavino as well on the Monday and Wednesday draft podcast on Patriots.com. A lot of good insight there as well. Thanks, Andy. We'll be back as we move on to the defense soon. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.